Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I've written two books on weight. And I am probably the only person in the world who understands why you weigh too much and the only way you will ever be able to change that. Now, today's episode is to convince you it shouldn't be difficult why you weigh what you do, and you have not had a choice about what you weigh. That's right. Here you are. Let's look at the situation. You believe you weigh too much, maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, who knows? It doesn't make any difference. So the first question you ask yourself is, how did I get here? And why am I staying at this weight? You say you don't like it. Really? Then why did you put enough food in your mouth so that you would weigh what you do? The answer is really simple. It has nothing to do with the food itself. It has to do with the fact that you put food in your mouth to make you feel better, or to stop you from feeling bad. It is that simple. It is emotional. It's an emotional need that you have to keep putting food in your mouth. Okay, let's say you weigh 30 or 42 pounds too much. So why don't you weigh 50 or 60 pounds too much? Or why don't you weigh 10 pounds less than where you are right now? The answer is very simple. You weigh what you do because it permitted you to continue putting food in your mouth in order to avoid emotional issues. That's why you did it, and that's why you stopped where you are. So let's say you weigh 40 pounds too much. Why don't you weigh 30 pounds too much? Why can't you weigh 10 pounds less? Because, believe it or not, you are emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. It is not an intellectual choice. You do not have an intellectual choice about what you weigh. It is 100% emotional. That's why when people tell you to go on a diet and they want to charge you money for it, which I think is unconscionable, you can't do it for any extended period of time. Why? Because it is all diets are based on emotional deprivation. They keep you from putting food in your mouth that you believe is emotionally necessary. This is not an intellectual choice. It is what just happens. And until now, you have had absolutely no control over. I don't care what the experts say, what they think. Do not blame the food. Food just lays there. You have to get the food, put it in your mouth, taste it, chew it, and swallow it. That's it. And the food is only in your mouth for a matter of seconds. That's it. It is the feeling you get, the emotional feeling you get during that short period of time when food is in your mouth that makes you overweight. It is the feeling that makes you feel good or better and stops you from feeling bad. So, nothing you have been told to do will enable you to permanently weigh less. Nothing. Why? Because you have no control over the emotional aspect of why you put food in your mouth. Until now. I'm going to explain it to you. I've done it in these podcasts. I will do it again, and I'll tell you exactly what you have to do and how you can eliminate the emotional need you keep putting food in your mouth. And by the way, I do not want a penny of your money. Nothing. This is all free, 100% free. So here you are. You feel a need all of a sudden to put some food in your mouth. I don't care what it is. It doesn't make any difference. Then stop for a minute and say to yourself, why am I doing this? I weigh 40 pounds too much, or whatever your weight is. So why are you putting more food in your mouth? You certainly don't need it for nourishment. If you weigh 30 or 40 pounds too much, nourishment is not an issue for you. So why are you doing it? Once you go through this and you say, oh my gosh, here comes that need. Here comes that feeling that I have to keep putting food in my mouth. Once you understand that and you begin to feel it, you will understand why you are overweight and why are you unhappy. That's why. So what you have to do, and it's really very simple, and it takes almost no time at all, is to feel why you have to put the food in your mouth. Why do you have a feeling to do this? After all, you know you're hurting yourself. You know it's unhealthy, but yet you continue to do it. You say you would do anything to weigh 30 or 40 pounds less, but you can't do it. You don't have a choice until now. The only way, and I say only way, you will ever have a choice is to understand the reason you keep putting food in your mouth. I don't care what the food is. It doesn't make an iota of difference. You are putting enough food in your mouth to keep yourself weighing what you do, which is a weight you say you hate. So do it. It's really very simple. Once you get the hang of it and you understand what it is, you will literally be able to weigh anything you want. Really. If you think you weigh 40 pounds too much now, you won't have to weigh 40 pounds too much. And by the way, this is not a diet. I am not convincing you to eat less or put less food in your mouth or anything like that. That's a colossal waste of time. And certainly, please don't pay anybody any money to tell you how to do this because they can't. It's just a waste of time and money. So if you want to do it, understand why you're doing it, and not just intellectually. You understand that already. The question is emotionally. You have to feel what it is that is causing you to keep putting all that food in your mouth. Once you do, and once you understand why you're doing it emotionally and you feel it, you'll be able to eliminate it. It will go away. And now what happens is freedom. Freedom from worrying about your weight anymore. You can literally pick a weight that you want to weigh and weigh it. And it's simple and it's free. Stick with me. Listen to the podcast. Again, I don't want any of your money. This is John Thomas. See you.